Back now with Day to Day. This weekend, 4 out of 5 people who went to the movies saw this.
I come before you today, humbled and humiliated, to ask you for one thing.
I want you to kill Peter Parker.
The third installment of the Spider-Man franchise. Yes, it lured moviegoers in despite lukewarm reviews from critics. In fact, it broke all box office records for an opening weekend, bringing in $375 million worldwide. Here in the U.S., it also broke records. And joining me now is NPR's Kim Masters. Kim, last week you said here on Day to Day that this was the most expensive movie ever made, some $300 million. So, well,
Yes.
It looks like they made a profit in just the opening weekend.
Well, no. You have to realize they only get to keep about half of that money. They don't get all of it, but they will make a profit, and I never said they wouldn't. I did get a gloating email from the producer, actually two gloating emails from the producer saying, ha ha. But the fact is, we never said it wouldn't make money. We did say it was the most expensive movie ever made, and I believe it was and is.
So money well spent?
Well, certainly Sony would think so. I mean, they're already saying we're going to make more of them. We're going to make more of them. And you sort of have to look at this and say, okay, if this movie cost between $400 and $500 million to make and release, and then they want to have Tobey Maguire back and the producer Laura Ziskin back and the director Sam Raimi back, the amount of money it's going to cost, it does make your head spin. And you do wonder, where does the rubber hit the road on this kind
right.
of thing?
Well, I think Sony co-chair Amy Pascal was quoted in one of the papers today saying, I'm going to keep making Spider-Man movies until someone stops me.
Well, and she has so far. I mean, I think you could argue that between Spider-Man with a little assist from some Adam Sandler movies and Will Smith, Spider-Man is Sony Pictures. This is what keeps them going. This is by far their big franchise. Many studios would like to have something like it. And I don't know if she'll make it with or without Tobey Maguire, but I think she'll certainly try to make it.
Well, this weekend, really, what was it up against? The Drew
Absolutely
Barrymore
Absolutely nothing.
Movie?
There was literally nothing in the marketplace. There will be nothing in the marketplace next weekend. It has 2 weeks to itself, and then we have the Pirates of the Caribbean sequel.
And Shrek.
Shrek first, and then a week after that, Pirates of the Caribbean. So, yes, they will have a short window to themselves. And, you know, it really does raise a question with an opening like this. At what point does a movie like this play out? How long does it need? I mean, it's going to be interesting to watch how the numbers trend and how much of a window you need to really have success with movies like this.
So, Kim, does this solidify the appeal of the sequel? Or I don't know what the third one is called. Is that a trequel?
The trequel.
Because, look, you've got Shrek 3 coming out, the third Pirates of the Caribbean. Does that mean we're in for sequels from here to eternity?
We probably are. And I'll tell you, the view in Hollywood right now is hoping that the rising tide of this movie raises all the boats and that all of these movies will be spectacular and Hollywood will have a record summer with over $4 billion in box office.
$4 billion. Wow. Okay. NPR's Kim Masters, thank you.
Thank you.